Welcome to the Period Besties podcast with Stasha and Katie. Think About It is chatting with your best friends about all the TMI stuff you've never talked about before with two period coaches who've been helping hormones collectively for over 20 years now. I'm Stasha.
And I'm Katie, and we're pulling back the curtain on what it's like in the world of menstrual coaching. From puberty to menopause and everything in between, we're here to show you how period coaching can save the day. We'll share practical tips and information you can put to immediate use to improve your hormones and happiness.
We're removing the mystery, ending the taboo, and shining a light on just how powerful period coaching can be.
So whether you need period coaching or are considering becoming a period coach yourself, these episodes are going to help you. We'll share stories, coach live on air, and bring smart, savvy guests to share their wisdom too. Let's start today's episode.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Period Besties podcast. We thought it'd be really fun to share a little bit about how we got started on today's episode so you can learn a little bit about our journeys and what really inspired us and our own personal health challenges that really kicked us into women's health. So, Stasha, I've heard your story many times and I always just love hearing kind of, obviously not the pain that you went through, but how that actually helped move you into this field before lots of people were doing it. So talk to us and share with us. We'll start with you.
All right. So when I was a teenager, like I got my first periods and they were painful, like out of the gate, painful periods. And I went to the doctor and bless her, she did her best. But at the time, what she knew was that you couldn't have endometriosis. It took years to develop. So you had to be older to have endometriosis. So she really couldn't tell me why I was having these very painful periods. In her defense, she was lovely. She was a Native American woman. She did try and give me some more like holistic options to try because she gave me all of the birth controls, experimental birth controls that actually got pulled off the market, increasingly stronger pain meds. You know, she started me off with like prescription ibuprofen and then moved on to like narcotics and that kind of thing. So I sometimes joke that I'm really glad that I don't have an addictive personality because I might be telling a very different story of how I got started down my narcotics addiction. But thankfully, that's not where this goes. So she really couldn't help. And they sent me for a lot of tests, but not for endometriosis. So so there was just nothing that really ever came of it. And so I didn't really have any help. And then, of course, you know, I live in the United States, so I didn't have healthcare for, you know, 20 years or something. And so I just didn't have that help. So I basically was like, I have to figure this out on my own. And that's what made me start reading books about Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicines, different healing modalities, energetic healing, all sorts of different things that I tried. And to be fair, nothing really worked. But I did kind of realize at some point that I needed to just figure out how to live with it. So I was kind of mid-30s and I had been, you know, a very physically active person. So I had been in a dance company since I was basically 3. And then when I quit dancing, I was bartending and I was teaching Pilates classes and yoga classes and all these kinds of things. So everything I did was a physically demanding job. And I just kind of made this realization that like, I can't keep doing this. It's too much. So I was like, okay, how can I work for myself from home so that for that week to 2 weeks a month that I was in such pain that I could barely, like I couldn't even leave the bathroom. I often just slept in the bathroom or in the bathtub. The pain was so bad, I would be throwing up for days. And it was just easier to lay on the floor of the bathroom than do anything else. So I was like, okay, well, how can I basically make a month's worth of money in 3 weeks? health coaching had just sort of started coming out. And I'm sure that I heard about it because I was already looking into alternative medicines, basically. as Western medicine had just totally failed me. And so I went back to school for health coaching. And doing that, I tried a bunch of different diets. And one of the things I tried was a gluten-free diet. And that was a game changer for me. That was when I had like a period that was not at all the horrifying levels of pain that I had suffered before. Not to say it was like pain-free, but it was much easier. I certainly wasn't on the floor of my bathroom for like a week. So I was just kind of like, okay, great, here we go. Like this was a huge thing, right? So I figured that out. And so I had originally thought I would work with thyroid because my thyroid crashed in college. And I thought that might be good. And then I thought, oh, you know what? I'm still teaching ballet, bar, and yoga. And I do have a lot of clients who ask me about healthy eating. So maybe I'll work for athletes. So that's it. I started doing health coaching for athletes. And of course, everyone was a woman. And it turns out they all had period problems. And I thought because I hadn't fixed my period problem really, that I couldn't help others, right? Because I wasn't like working full time through my period, right? I had this idea that to really fix my problem, that I should be out there conquering the world, even in the middle of my period. So I had this idea that I couldn't work for that because I hadn't like, I wasn't a beaking, shining example of perfection, which I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. But it turned out they all had period problems and I was able to fix them all because everything I had learned about menstrual cycles from that 20 years of studying was actually quite applicable. And knowing, you know, and now I realize like I can help like 95% of people because it's much easier to fix most period problems than we think. So I was like, okay, and then I found like they were coming back to me and saying, hey, you know, I shaved a minute off my marathon time. This is amazing. Like we're making progress. But then they would also say like, oh, and by the way, I had a great period this month. And I would feel so much more satisfied hearing about that than like shaving a minute off their time that I realized after 1 year, I was like, athletes are not my thing. Helping people with these period problems is so much more soul satisfying for me. And then doing that for a year unintentionally also made me realize like, oh my God, I can help so many people. Even if I didn't fix myself perfectly, I can help a lot of other people avoid the pain and suffering that I went through, even if it's just a little bit, to the point that now when I work with endo clients, I will say, you know, my goal is not to get you working your, you know, a 60-hour work week on your cycle, like when you have your period. My goal is to get you off of the bathroom floor and comfortably relaxing or being able to do something. But like my only goal is just to get you off of the bathroom floor. So that's where we're looking at it, right? And for a lot of people with endometriosis, like that's the win. So that was kind of what took my journey forward into really focusing on menstrual cycles and hormonal balance coaching and that kind of thing. And of course, I don't just work with endometriosis clients. I work with kind of anybody, but I do have kind of an affinity for the endo clients as that is my... That is my journey there. And to this day, I still don't have, you know, playing tennis in all white periods. I lay in bed, watch a show, smoke a joint, eat some rice cakes with peanut butter and banana on them. But like going from throwing up for 3 days and not being able to eat on the bathroom floor, just in pain, really honest, lots of suicidal ideation, to laying in bed, smoking a joint, watching movies, snacking. I'll take it. Any day of the week, I will take that. And it feels so much better. So then, you know, I just had to switch that mindset around to I have to be perfect to this is great and this works. How can I help others get to a place where it works for them?
I love that. And I love what you're saying about like progress, not perfection, because I really do feel like so many of us get stuck or we don't even get started because we're like, well, I don't think I can ever do all of these things in a day and my health will be perfect. It's like, well, there's no such thing as perfection. So I love the progress. And I've even witnessed your own growth in the past few years. Like when we met, you were still kind of like in the bathtub.
Yeah.
The whole day.
Yeah.
maybe even more than the whole day, like the day before, during, you know. Yeah. So even just like the small things you've even have been able to modify. And like, that's kind of like what we do as coaches, is we help people modify and continue to make different choices. So that's really amazing as a friend to be able to witness the fact that you're not in the, I mean, being in the bathtub is nice, but you don't want to be in the bathtub like all day.
One thing to be in a bath because you're having a lovely bath. That's another one.
Exactly.
Because you're in pain. It's the only thing that can help. And you've got like second degree burns on your abdomen now. But
I know.
Yeah. I mean, that's really ultimately where Flow Freedom came from, because I realized how everything, movement, smell, food, everything, all of the senses really affected my cycle. And because it's so hard and so strong, I get really clear, oh, this is for this. Oh no, this isn't. You know, like, so I have these really clear symbols because I get smacked around if I, you know, step out of line, so to speak. So developing Flow Freedom was really a huge part of that evolution, coming out of, okay, I figured out the gluten thing, but how can we make it even better? Like, how can we make it better? And continuing on that journey of how can I keep healing it more and more and more. So yeah, so that was definitely a huge part of that. And yeah, I feel like it'll, you know, as I'm entering perimenopause now, I'm interested to see how it changes yet again. but you have a very similar story too, where you didn't necessarily start out in like help, like period coaching or menstrual cycle coaching. You started out elsewhere first as well.
Yeah. So I, as you've heard, if you listen to our other episode, we were both living in New York City. So right after college, I moved to New York City and I went straight into like corporate. I worked in publishing and digital media, advertising, and never really loving any of my jobs and constantly trying to figure out what I would love to do. And in the middle of this, all of my friends and I were experiencing the same thing. And I'm like, we're in our early 20s. Like, we shouldn't be feeling so stressed, so burnt out, constantly getting sick. And there was a year, I think I was 28, if I had to like kind of do math really quickly, where I kept getting a sinus infection like every few weeks. And I would kept going to the doctor. They kept giving me antibiotics and just being like, that was just the thing. And also growing up, I grew up in the 80s and 90s. So anytime anything was wrong, you were always given that like bubble gum antibiotics liquid. Do you remember that? Right. And so I'm like, now I know my gut was just completely destroyed, and being on the subway and being in an office and all of the germs everywhere, right? Just constantly. It was just one of those things where, first of all, I wasn't getting a new sinus infection. Like, I just wasn't getting rid of the one I had. And it was a chronic sinus infection. And after like months and months and months of going through this, a good friend of mine was like, you know what? I found a really good doctor. She's more holistic. And this was, my goodness, 14, 15 years ago. So this was before kind of holistic was more of a, I don't even want to call it a buzzword, but it was just something that wasn't necessarily like talked about in health back then. And she's like, go meet her. So I met her. And it was the first time, first of all, she sat with me for 45 minutes, a doctor, and she asked me about my diet. She asked me about my sleep, my stress, exercise. And through this conversation with her, I just realized, like, one, I need to stop getting on antibiotics because that was not helping me at all. My diet was not supporting me, even though I thought I was eating really healthy. Like, through our conversation, I realized I wasn't necessarily eating for my body. And I definitely wasn't sleeping well. I was in my 20s in New York City. Like, I don't know anyone that sleeps well in that time of their life, but I definitely was like, I need to prioritize this a little bit more. And I left that session with her with prescription for probiotics. Which is, I was like, what is probiotic? Yoga, because she was like, you need to do more heart opening movement. And also like new foods to try and different things like that. So, and oh, sorry, the biggest thing of all was a neti pot to move the stuff through my nose. So I left her office. I remember calling my mom being like, this was the weirdest experience I've ever had in a doctor's office. And I was like, you know what though? If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but nothing else is working. So I might as well try it. And knock on wood, I definitely had colds over the years, but not sinus infections like that. Like I started really working on my gut health and I became obsessed with yoga. I started going almost every day. I was going at my lunch break at work. I would like leave, go to yoga, like go back to work. And it was, I decided I wanted to do yoga teacher training. And it was through yoga teacher training, one of the sessions we had, we did a long shavasana and it just like came to me. I'm like, I want to support women and women's health and help women have more energy, like really feel more physically, emotionally, and mentally like back into their bodies. Like we spend so much time, I feel like out of body, like bringing people back in. And then I started meeting people that were doing what I wanted to do. So it's like this magical thing when you start getting really clear about what you want, it just starts appearing. And I met lots of people who went to the Institute of Integrated Nutrition. My friend, my yoga friend, gave me a scholarship and I was like, all right. And I seriously stalked this school for a while before I decided to join and like sign up. And it was the best decision I ever made. It was like, once I started making these choices, everything around me started making more sense. So then fast forward, I start coaching and I start like working with women and they're getting results, but like there's something off, like something's like missing, right? They're still not, they're feeling much better, but they're not feeling their best. And as I was planning my wedding, I was having some crazy weird PMS things that I've never experienced before. And realizing a big piece of the missing puzzle was women's hormones, women's health specifically within that bigger kind of holistic space. Like we were talking about diets and stress and lifestyle, but I wasn't asking about their periods. I wasn't asking about how they were eating for their hormones. And then I dove into that, started working and getting more certifications and learning more about that and just really focusing on helping women really eating for their hormones and what that looks like and how that can support them with their overall health. And something that we say often is like your period is it's your monthly report card. It's your reflection of what you've been doing the past few months and educating. I think a big piece of the puzzle is educating. And I love doing that. And things that I wish I had known. And especially as we're both moving through perimenopause now, like re-educating again for ourselves, our clients. But yeah, that's what I do. I love it. Another small, like not small, but another piece of my business is corporate wellness because I just want to share because that's also what I'm doing. Because as I was leaving the corporate world, I was learning all these things and I was like, oh my God, if I had only known to do this to help sleep better or this to have more energy. So big part of that when I finished school was like, I want to make sure that I help support other people that don't want to start their business, you know, that want to keep continuing growing in the corporate space, but helping them also,
yeah,
be able to get through the day and feel in their bodies, I think is just a huge magical thing.
I love that. That's one of the things that I love that you do because I've never worked in corporate, right? I was in a dance company and then I bartended and taught at studios. So like I've never sat in an office. Like when I started my business, I was like, computers, what? Right. Book. Like, I had no idea how to do anything, which is actually why I love doing the business stuff, right? That's why I started business coaching because I had been there going from absolutely no concept of how to computer to doing your website and email lists and all that tech stuff. And actually that's kind of how I ended up with Period Coaching School because I thought like, I'm a very unique person that has you know, this whole history of menstrual research and study and trauma, also have coached just purely as a business coach, thousands of people. I mean, I sat down with one of my friends, Meredith, who I business coached with, and we were like, I mean, we had at least 1,000 people a year in those communities, and we coached for 5-6 years. And then, so, I mean, technically we could probably say 6,000 plus people business coaching, but, and then, you know, just doing it as a woman and trying to set up all of these things, it was just like, I'm in a very unique set of circumstances to help other people become menstrual cycle coaches from the ground up. So I kind of realized Institute of Integrative Nutrition kicked off health coaching, right? I also am a graduate from there. And now there's lots of different health coaching schools, but there was no menstrual cycle based coaching program. Like, you couldn't go get certified to be a period coach anywhere. You could go to health coaching school, you could do life coaching, you could do, you know, somatic trauma training, those kinds of things, but there was no like menstrual cycle based. And when I sat down and thought about it, I was like, my God, I could probably do a 4-year college degree with the amount of information that I have. But obviously most coaching schools are a year. So I smushed it down to a year's worth of content for the graduation purposes for students. But the students have lifetime access, right? So they can come and keep learning as we add more modules and content and guest speakers and that kind of thing. And yeah, and because I've been in business for so long, I have people like you who come and do guest teaching and share all of their wisdom in things like your fertility journey, which I have none of. I don't have kids. I will not have kids. So fertility is not a thing that has or will ever be on my radar for me personally. So it's not my area of expertise. Not that I can't help, because getting a healthier cycle can help. But having someone like you come in and share your expertise on the fertility journey is just like, but I have so many great people now from doing this for so long that, yeah, it was really one of those like, we need to fill the gap between doctor and patient. When you go and you get that, well, we can put you on birth control, we could do a surgery, or you can just live with it. There's got to be a different answer to that. And that's where I think we fill that gap. And I think that's a really huge, important gap to be filled. And that's the gap that health coaches fill. That's the gap that life coaches fill, right? So that's the gap that we fill, where we're out there educating, like, painful periods are not normal. You should not be an emotional disaster every month. You should be able to sleep. Like, all of those stupid things that we just take for granted as being a woman, part of the curse, quote unquote, and it's not true. So being out there and educating, being able to do what we do in that way, but then also to fill that gap and help people have a better life, a more connected, grounded, saner life, because they get their menstrual cycle focus in, I just think it's one of the most important things that we can be doing these days.
I do too.
Yeah. If we get women across the board worldwide feeling better, more confident, more secure in their bodies, it will change. Things will change. It's just inevitable, right? It's that ripple effect idea. But like, being, I don't know about you, but when I started figuring out my cycle and being able to anticipate, oh no, I'm not going to feel awesome next week, so maybe I won't schedule. Like, I have my meeting with my editor for the new book, and I quite literally wrote her and was like, well, I'm going to get my period this week, so we're not doing anything, but maybe we can meet the week afterwards. So to be able to just know that and to plan accordingly, it makes everything so much easier. I feel so much better. I feel so much more confident. I feel so much more secure. And it made an impact on everything, relationships, business, everything across the board made an impact positively.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I put my period on my husband and I share Google Calendar, and I was like, period's coming. I also, this is a funny story, but I feel like I can look back at different arguments that I've had in my life, whether it was my parents or now ex-boyfriends, and being like, oh, that's why my period was coming the next day, you know, and just like really when you look back at life and you're like, why did I react like that? Oh, hormones. So knowing ahead of time and then also working with your cycle. I talk to my clients a lot about that. Like we're not supposed to feel the same every single day at all. So how we can shift and change to support how we feel throughout the cycle makes a huge difference in my life, makes a huge difference in my client's life, because so often we even label ourselves as like crazy, right? And it's not, it's like it's crazy to think that we should act the same every single day and like be robots. But in society, we're with work 9 to 5 and, you know, men have the 24-hour circadian and the hormonal cycle. We've just been like smushed in there. It doesn't work for us. So I think like the more that we talk about that, the more that we've learned with our own practice and our own personal life, you know, it just helps us all really have a more sacred relationship with our body. And I think that's such an important piece of the puzzle that a lot of us are coming into now versus it was so separate. I mean, I remember like hiding tampons to like go to the bathroom, you know, sticking them down my shirt. And now like, I don't even care whether you wear tampons or not, like whatever you are doing for your period, like who cares? Like, I just think, yeah. So I feel like we started differently, but it's like we're just so inspired to continue to share information, which is why we obviously started this podcast to talk about it, because this is how we're going to really make a huge, even bigger impact, bigger ripple effect on laws and money and everything that we need and deserve so that we can get some research done on lots of different things.
Yeah, I think that's so true. And so thank you everyone who's been listening. I hope that you can see yourself reflected in some of our stories. You know, maybe it's not pain, maybe it's like PCOS and skipped periods or, you know, infertility issues or whatever, but hopefully you can see yourself reflected in that. And as this podcast goes on, you'll be able to really get some help and some support. And if nothing else, you walk away knowing it's not you, you're not crazy. It's just the lack of education around menstrual cycles and what's happening and what the different phases are and what they feel like and what to expect. And instead of being that meme where, you know, it's like, why am I crazy? Why am I crazy? Oh, I got my period. That explains everything. It's more like, I know my period is coming up, so I'm going to just avoid putting myself in these crazy making situations and you can have a much more peaceful life.
I know now the day before my period, I don't want to see anybody.
Yeah,
so exactly. Let's not make plans.
Well, thank you guys for listening today. Thank you everyone who is here. Please feel free to send us in questions and stuff if you feel like you want to know more. Of course, we're going to do some deep dives on these personal issues as well in some of our longer episodes that will be coming out later. We'll have an endometriosis episode and I will purge my brain of everything I know as of now. We'll talk about fertility, mm-hmm. other things as well. And Katie will purge her brain and I'm sure I'll learn a lot.
And then we'll both share our thyroid journey as well and how so many women are getting diagnosed with thyroid conditions right now. So we're going to do deep dives on, it would have been way too much to share my entire personal period healing journey. But yeah, we're excited to share more when we deep dive.
Yeah. And if you guys want to hear more, please just let us know because we're happy to share more. But we just thought it would be a nice way to just tell you how we got to where we are today. And if it's inspiring or helpful, or you're thinking about doing something more for yourself and your cycle, hopefully this inspired you to do it.
Yes. Well, thanks everyone for listening. And we'll see you on our next episode of our Period Besties podcast.
Bye for now.
Bye.
A big shout out and thank you to our sponsors for today's episode, Period Coaching School and Katie Bresek Wellness.
Thanks to you, our favorite bestie, for listening to the Period Besties podcast, where no topic is TMI. And of course, share this episode with your besties.
Remember to leave us a 5-star review, nothing less than the best for us besties.
and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can follow us on Instagram at Stasha Washburn and at Katie Bresak, or email us at periodbestiespodcast@gmail.com.
Check out more about us at katiebresak.com and periodcoachingschool.com. And of course, check the show notes for free goodies and extras that support this episode.
We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye for now, besties.